Gotham is on a knife edge, but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. How is everybody doing this lovely morning? It is, Wednesday, October 18th. And today, it's time for another quick recap, reaction, review, whatever you want to call it, for Gotham. Going to be talking about Season 4, Episode 2, Fear the Reaper. Now, normally, I've been doing it by myself because schedules are crazy for everybody and everything else. But someone was at a con last, over the weekend, and they're like, don't do anything yet. Driving down the freeway, she hits me up this morning and says, are you caught up? I'm like, nope. I still have last week's episode, episode before that. So I'm like on episode 2, and I think everybody else is on episode 4. And the person you hear giggling in the background from the VRO.com, my partner in crime, the bullet to my gym.
The Ivy to my penguin. I'm Jim.
The Tabitha to my Selena.
I'm back, bitches.
Amy McCracken is back.
So, hello, internet. Hello, Gotham fans. Oh, I'm so happy to be back on air with you, Mike.
I know. It's been a minute. So
it has. You did the season finale without me. You did the season opening without me.
Hey. You know what? When you got a three-year-old... Yeah, it's been crazy because I know that you've been doing like serious cons, and I saw your badass supernatural birthday cake that you got.
Isn't that awesome? That surprised me. I had no idea.
I wouldn't have eaten it. I would have been like,
oh, I have it. It's still sitting on my cabinet when I go home.
Oh yeah, I'd somehow freeze it. I don't know what I would do, but that cake was badass.
There's some Mod Podge on it.
So let's talk Gotham, because who knows how long we have, because I have some people coming over to fix the house, and that's why it's going to be a little crazy. So people out there, Amy might do the rest of the episodes to catch up by herself. I don't know yet.
Yeah, I might bring – it just depends on time, stuff like that. I might bring Josh in because he wants to really join our podcast. He's a VRO host, loves Gotham, and broadcasting background, all that good stuff. But you know, I really don't want to do it without Mike, because like you said, I'm his Gordon to his Bullock. But anyway,
what all right, so let's talk about it. Fear the Reaper. Now, you already caught up.
Yeah, and I've actually got it playing on mute right now on the television.
Yeah, so you already know what's going on. It's kind of like you're just gonna be giggling in the background when I start thinking of what I think is gonna be happening and all that other crap.
I'm gonna try not to.
All right, so in this episode, I put right here on the top of the list. Love the Scarecrow. Love the people's fears when they see the Scarecrow. How are you feeling about this Scarecrow character?
I am loving the Scarecrow character. I don't remember. Was it season one or season two when we were introduced to the Scarecrow?
I can't remember.
But the Scarecrow was not scary at all. It was just some guy with a hood on. This Scarecrow actually scares the shit out of me now.
I'm liking this one. I'm liking. I love the outfit. And the character itself, and but I'm a little concerned though, because in this episode, I didn't think it was going to be that easy just to put on some water and you can wipe off the fear juice.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to have to do something. He's going to have to do something because that's too easy. But even then, though, you saw how Jim broke the fear juice without any water.
Because Jim is awesome.
Well, I mean, he is. But he just like, oh, I can't. I'm not going to burn my fear. And then what'd you think about what's her face in the tub?
Ugh.
Oh, God. Okay, let's keep going on.
Moving on.
I thought maybe, after your birthday, you'd be in a better mood and you'd like
I'm never going to like her.
I know.
Never going to like
her. You don't even like saying her name like the boogeyman. You don't even like saying her name.
No. Not at all. All right, like Voldemort.
Let's see. Like Lord Voldemort. Let's see. Tabitha. Selena.
Tabitha and not just Tabitha. Tabitha, Barbara, and Selena.
I did not see that coming at all whatsoever. I did not see that coming. I thought it was going to be Ra's al Ghul, to be honest with you.
But she's a little creepy. Like, Barbara's freaking me out right now.
You know what? I'm still trying to get – you know what makes it even creepier is her haircut, you know?
Yeah.
She almost, like, reminds me – did you ever see that movie – what was it with Nicole Kidman and they're, like, robots, but they're not robots, the housewives? What is it called?
The Stepford Wives.
That's what she reminds me of. Like, she doesn't seem real.
Yes.
But I don't know. Now, do we get to see more Barbara in the next two episodes that I haven't seen?
Yes.
Okay. So, I think, and do they show who brought her back? Because that's my question, is like, who the hell brought, okay. So, you already know all this.
Do you have any theories?
I know, because I was starting to think, like, who could be alive? I mean, the Asian doctor, what was his name? Dr. Strange?
Yeah.
And then, he would be the only one besides the owl if any of those people were alive. And I don't think Falcone has the power to do it. So, I don't know. I mean, so far, it would be Dr. Strange if I had to put my finger on it. So,
okay.
Yeah, but I don't know. But it was good to see her back. It's good to see that. I really thought Tabitha was going to chop her hand off.
I kind of wish she would have.
Yeah, that would have been, I know, because you were not happy when Barbara shot Butch in the brain.
No.
But we all know
Barbara needs to die.
Butch is probably going to come back.
I hope so.
He's going to come back.
I really hope so.
Nothing stays dead in Gotham.
That is true. Nothing does stay dead in Gotham.
Now, we see some tension when Penguin shows up to Barbara's spot. And Victor, I love. Always, but do they show, because I'm feeling like Barbara's like playing the game, but she's just, I feel that Barbara's really gonna pimp slap Penguin when she gets a chance. Do we see any kind of things like that? Like,
you know what, Mike, you're just gonna have to watch to find out.
All right.
He's over here trying to get spoilers.
I don't want spoilers. I just wanted to know if you're like, just wait and see.
Yes. Yes, a little, but not, I don't think, not the way you think it's going to be.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's obvious. Well, yeah. When I was watching the episode, it was obvious that Barbara definitely has some tricks up her sleeve that no one knows about. That's how I'm feeling.
It's freaking me out.
Let's see here. Jim goes to Arkham. Those were just some dope scenes. That whole Scarecrow Jim thing. We kind of touched on that already.
Yeah. The whole clown thing when they sprayed the guard. That was freaky.
Dude, that clown that came in for the warden, that was pretty dope. I like these fears that people see. And
I would have died.
And definitely the Gotham Special Effects team, you know, everybody that the stuff they're making people wear and look like, pretty dope.
They are doing definitely doing a good job with that. Let's talk about Bruce.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on this young Bruce of ours?
You know what? I was going to ask you the same thing. I think, okay, hear me out. I like Bruce where he's at. I like his determination and his eagerness. But I am kind of with Alfred that Bruce needs to slow and pump his brakes because – as much as Bruce is like, I got this, Alfred. You don't. He doesn't. Alfred is always having to save him. Even at this episode when he, you know, gets knocked down to the ground and, you know, Alfred helps him again. I wish that Bruce would kind of pump the brakes a little bit. I know. I think he's doing great. But listen to Alfred a little bit more because this kid is going to give me a heart attack. What are you thinking?
I feel the same way. I mean, he's growing up, and he's growing up fast, but he needs to listen because he's going in hot-headed. He's like Jim.
Yeah.
Always going in hot-headed. Like when Bullock told Jim, you know, about the Penguin cards to just, you know, let it go for right now.
Right.
But no, Jim can't let anything go.
No. And even the premiere episode, when I saw those cards happening, I was like, Jim is not going to let this happen. Sure enough. Jim finds that dude in that bar and smashes his head and is like, I'm not playing this crap. So,
yeah.
I mean, I get Bullock having to play the game. And I think Bullock is seeing the light at the tunnel. And I think you're right. I think it did, you know, it did kind of bug me a little bit that Bullock had to kind of back down or not help Jim. But I think he was right that if he did, he'd lose all the respect of the GCPD.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's two against. It would be two men against a whole army.
Yeah, a whole city, a whole bad guy army, and the GCPD. So I think it was good. But yeah, Bruce. He needs to chill out a little bit. But now he's got a new suit, which is looking good. So we'll see how it goes. Let's see here. Ivy, real quick. Ivy, I hope nothing happens to her. I hope she still looks beautiful. But I saw her face puff up and her eyes got black when she took those potions. So I'm a little scared there.
I got a feeling she's going to come back bigger and better.
We shall see. And then Falcone. I think Falcone's coming back into the picture.
For a little bit.
Okay, I don't want to hear anything else. All right, so I think we're good. So,
but you're gonna love Falcone. Let me just tell you, you're going to love Falcone.
Sweet, I can't wait. All right, so I think we're done. Right, scale of 1 to 10.
I give it a 10.
I give it a 10 as well. So I can't wait to catch up to you, and then hopefully you and I can get back together again.
Yes, for 3 and 4.
Yes, so if you want to check out more of our podcasts, go to thevro.com, and that's Amy, and then I'm iwatchmike.com. That is it for us, because I see the people outside my window. They're waving to me going, we need to come in your house. We need to come in your house.
go take care of them, and we will be back. Thank you all for listening to us. Hopefully we get a good schedule going soon.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Gotham is on a knife edge.
Fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.